Hello and welcome to The Authority of Love. I'm Greg Williams and thank you for joining me on this broadcast. Now, first of all, I wish all our listeners a happy Independence Day and better yet, a happy Liberty Day. I also have to make my little spiel about the reality that as Christians, it's not independence we need, but freedom found only in our dependence on Christ. All other promised freedoms in the flesh, in the culture, and by the enemy will end in bondage to our flesh, or the culture, or the enemy. Finally, regarding liberty, may we not fall for the cultures, the enemies, or our own fleshly deceptions that liberty is license. License is the root word of licentiousness, which means we are living carnal, fleshly, selfish lifestyle in everything we do. And it leads to bondage, just as does independence from God. Whereas true liberty is the freedom to do what's right. That's what we have to remember, and that's what Christ came to do, to save us, to set us free by walking in obedience to Him. May we always remember these things in line with God's truth and then walk freely in them. Thanks to Adia Wushner for another wonderful program yesterday, and if you haven't already checked it out, those in the teaching messages on Monday and Tuesday to strengthen your walk with the Lord, you can do so, and any other messages you missed, at loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. The read, the watch, the listen tabs are right there near the top. You can get our book there. It's an icon in the middle of the page. And we'd love to know what you think about any or all of that. Agree, disagree, comment, question, whatever it is, send that to loveandlordship, A-N-D in the middle, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Even if we don't agree, I love to hear from you. And thank you for those who have done that. Today's message is one that is very near and dear to my heart. All of them are, as I've been reading these devotionals for over 30 years every single day. And I'm still learning much by the Spirit's leading, just as I do with Scripture itself, even more importantly. But it's very near and dear to my heart, this message, and it's one that should be near and dear to all of us as Christ followers. Christ himself laid out very explicitly what it meant and what it means to us to be his disciple. And remember that the last commands or commission, the great commission that he gave before leaving earth the first time, was that we are to make disciples and train those disciples to do the same thing. Make more disciples who make disciples of Jesus Christ. That means we had better pay close attention and be obedient to what Jesus said about being his disciple, and by strong and direct implication, what it means for him to be Lord of our lives. Chambers calls this devotional the conditions of discipleship. Now, if you're following along again in the book, the devotional booklet, or at myutmost.org, we're on July the 2nd, okay? Now, if Jesus in his own words lays out these conditions for being his disciple, then I'm sure he meant for us to study and follow them explicitly. We have to remember that none of Jesus' commands were demands. Under the law of love in the new covenant in his blood, the New Testament as we read it, he has now given us, as all as believers, everything that we need to obey. The question is not, will we simply keep his commands, but do we love him? If we recognize his love and sacrifice for us to make all of this possible, then our only response in love is to be obedient, to keep his commands. Simply stated, we obey his commands because we love him. The obedience is a product of our love. It's not us trying to prove it. It overflows naturally because we love him. If we are not keeping his commands, or we're doing it out of the fleshly desire or some other foundation or reason for not keeping his commands and maturing in doing so, then it is a lie to say that we love him, as it directly contradicts the truth of his word. 1 John talks about that. You can't say you love God and then not love others. You can't treat others or serve them out of duty, just out of duty, rather than out of love, and say that we love God. We have to really build that relationship with him, and then the relationships with others will come. So what did Jesus say about being his disciple? What are the conditions for discipleship under his lordship in his kingdom, his kingship? Well, according to what is taught and what we see in most of today's churches, it's simple. One, attend regularly. Two, give faithfully. And three, serve humbly. Now, those are all good things that we find in Scripture, even as part of God's commands. However, while they may help us build up our churches with impressive numbers, they fall dreadfully short of what Jesus gave as the conditions of discipleship. Chambers goes right to the heart in this foundational text of Christ's explicit teaching on being his disciple. In Luke 14, 26 and 27 and 33, and I highly and greatly encourage you to read all of that section, Luke 14, 25 through 35. But in 26, 27 and 33 says this, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, and whoever does not bear his cross and come after me, so likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple." Wow. Jesus gets right to the heart of the matter in line with God's covenant order in which priorities are always clearly laid out as to how we are to think, act, and live. The problem is not that he's not made it clear to us. The problem is when what he's made clear is difficult for me to do in my flesh. Think about the order and clarity of the two greatest commands, which we have talked about numerous times in different contexts on this program. In thinking about the priorities laid out in those commands, we have to apply them to everything else in Scripture and in our lives. That's exactly what Jesus does, duh, right? Jesus, of course, is going to do it, but we're called to do it as well. Jesus does it in laying out the conditions for being his disciple. Before we jump into Chambers' Devo regarding this powerful teaching, I have to say that there are many that want to separate salvation, being saved by the free gift of grace in Christ, from discipleship, walking with him as Lord. As we look throughout Scripture, it becomes clear that you can't make that case. There is no such thing in God's word as receiving Christ as Savior, but not walking with him as Lord. Now, again, we may be all be on different levels of maturation in that, but that's what our heart has to be set on, and we have to recognize that and allow him to work accordingly and us to be obediently walking in that. The conditions of being his disciples literally means this is what it looks like to receive and live out the free gift of salvation. That's James 2:26. Faith without the works is dead. We're not saved by those works, but if those works aren't evident and growing in our lives, then we have to be asked the question, did you really receive the gift? By the way, all of this is laid out in more detail in our book, The Authority of Love, Second Edition, in particular in the discipleship section, right? If you're interested in truly walking as disciples, I encourage you to get that book. Now, to Chambers as he begins this Devo. Remember, the title is The Conditions of Discipleship. And he starts here. If the closest relationships of a disciple's life conflict with the claims of Jesus Christ, and I would add this, your relationship to him, then our Lord requires instant obedience to himself. There's the order and the priority or priorities. Discipleship means personal, passionate devotion to a person, our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a vast difference between devotion to a person and devotion to principles or to a cause. Let me restate that, and it is the problem in much of the church and churchianity today. There is a vast difference between devotion to a person and devotion to principles or to a cause. Our Lord never proclaimed a cause. He proclaimed personal devotion to himself. In other words, don't be first devoted to the cause, the program, the creed, or the system. Be devoted to an abiding, loving relationship to Jesus. To be a disciple is to be a devoted bondservant, motivated by love for the Lord Jesus. Many of us who call ourselves Christians are not truly devoted to Jesus Christ. That's Chambers, and I would agree with that. I see it over and over again. Whatever you hear in this message, don't miss this next statement. No one on earth has this passionate love for the Lord Jesus unless the Holy Spirit has been given to him. and is giving it to him. Again, according to Scripture, we can't love apart from God's love in us. 1 John 4:19. We may admire, respect, and revere him, or as I say, feel good about what we read and what he's done, but we cannot love him on our own, in our flesh. The only one who truly loves the Lord Jesus is the Holy Spirit, and it is he who has poured out in our hearts the very love of God. Now, Romans 5:5, by the way, is where we read that. Now that love begins to grow in us, and we learn to love the right way. Whenever the Holy Spirit sees an opportunity to glorify Jesus through you, he will take your entire being and set you ablaze with the glowing devotion to Jesus Christ. Once again, not to a cause or program, but to him. And I say this, it may manifest itself through these programs or systems or whatever, but never place the effect before the cause. Love that is of, in, and for him. The Christian life is a life characterized by true and spontaneous creativity. Consequently, a disciple is subject to the same charge that was leveled against Jesus Christ, namely the charge of inconsistency. That's what the Pharisees said about Jesus. But Jesus Christ was always consistent in his relationship to God. And a Christian, and I'll say this, a disciple must be consistent in his relationship to the life of the Son of God in him, not consistent to strict, unyielding doctrines. That relationship that we've been given in salvation must be first in all we say and do. It has to be above success, performance, recognition, even and maybe even especially above people. Chambers says this to close out, people pour themselves into their own doctrines, and God has to blast them out of their preconceived ideas before they can become devoted to Jesus Christ. Here's our food for thought as we wrap up. That last statement is the condition of discipleship in Christ, with him as Lord over everything in our lives, devoted to Jesus Christ. He must take priority over everything and everyone in every situation. No second place for him, ever. Love in action. Spend time with God in his word, prayer, and listening every day. How are you going to build that relationship that is the priority if you don't? You can use the messages or the scriptures in this message, or you can start with the Gospel of John. I encourage you, you can start wherever you want, but I'm just encouraging you. The Gospel of John is a great place in the New Testament, the Psalms in the Old Testament. And if you have any questions, email me, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Number two, even more importantly, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. That's his role, one of his roles, and he loves to do it if we're open and willing to allow him to do it. Number three, make a list of those things and the people in your life that take priority over Christ, that drive many of your decisions before attention to that relationship in Christ does. Make a list of those things and people that take priority over Christ. Number four, prayerfully ask the Lord to show you, and Holy Spirit, to show you how to make him first in all things. Then follow through and do it. Now, tomorrow is Friday, and that means a Family Foundation Friday with my co-host and good friend David Walls from the Family Foundation. Don't miss it, and invite your family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to join us as well and hear these truths and the things that are going on in our culture. I want to thank you again for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for the emails. Thanks for any donations. All of that, we thank you for. Greatly appreciate it. Thanks again for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for Hope is Here at 1245 with my good friend Greg Horn. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to the Authority of Love.